Today's review by Lisa Wags, titled Generous and Helpful Content. Shalene truly wants you to succeed and has so many great tips to help you grow your business. Her methods and her family's are mindful and come from the heart. Plus, she's really funny. She's to the point and knows her stuff. Her experience in business really does qualify her to speak to business growth strategies. Love her.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
All right, well, let's get to it. This weekend, I had the opportunity to speak in front of a large group of entrepreneurs, all of whom were there hoping to find strategies and techniques and things that they could do to help grow their business. And as you might expect, people are most enthusiastic to learn the social media techniques. I'm going to share some of those with you today, specifically for those of you who feel like your Facebook or your Instagram account has just, it's not moving. But before I do, it would be remiss, it would be irresponsible of me not to mention that before you focus on social media, and instead of obsessing about the fact that your social media isn't growing, figure out how to grow your email list. I know you listened to last week's episode where we talked about Facebook and Instagram shutting down accounts like crazy. It's happening more than you might think. It could happen to you. So make certain that your email list is what you grow first and foremost. And I want to be your go-to source. I want to be your forever consultant when it comes to social media, building your business, branding, marketing, all of those things. And that's what the Marketing Impact Academy was designed to do, to give you a place where you could jump in. It's always updated. It's always current. You have lifetime access. We are not open at the moment, but we are going to open enrollment in September of 2019. So depending on when you're listening to this, get on the wait list. Go to marketingimpactacademy.com and add your name to the list. All right. In the meantime, let me share with you some strategies that I want you to put into place if by chance it feels as though your Instagram has been banned by Instagram, like no one's seeing your content and you're trying all the things. Allow this to serve as your checklist to make certain that you really are doing all the things. Number one, use your hashtags. We have countless episodes. I will link to several of them in our show notes. So if you specifically want our hashtag episodes, you can find those quickly and easily on Build Your Tribe. But you've got to use hashtags. Those previous episodes will tell you how, what you might be doing wrong that's created the so-called shadow ban, which of course Instagram says there's no such thing, but all the details you need about hashtags in those previous episodes, here's your checklist though. Are you using them in every post? You should be. Are you changing them? Because if you're thinking, well, I've tried hashtags, but it's not working, they don't work every single time, and you have to change them up, and you have to know what type of hashtags to use and the best strategies. So listen to those previous episodes. Number two, does your content look so branded that every time you post, it's like so obvious that it's yours that it turns into white noise? It's not grabbing anyone's attention anymore. Consider posting something that comes out of left field that people are just not expecting from your account. It's totally different. I still want it to represent who you are, what it is you do, etc. But if you're always posting, let's say you're a fashion blogger and you're always posting things that are on brand, your account is themed, all the posts have the same filters or presets, you always use the same hue or glow or color in your posts, they're just identifiable. That used to be attractive. It used to work, but now it doesn't stand out. And when people are following a lot of people and then they see the same kind of post that you always post, they might like it in their mind, but they're not going to double tap it and they're not going to comment. It's not going to grab their attention because they've seen it a million times before. So post something that doesn't feel like the typical type of post that you do. Something that truly grabs your followers' attention. Next, are you using IGTV? As of June 2019, it seems as though everyone has received the updates that allow your IGTV to help you grow your Instagram. Now, if you're not thinking, if you haven't used IGTV yet in the way that you need to, please, before you do so, watch my tutorials. If you're a Marketing Impact Academy student, they're inside your academy. We always update you first. There's also a video that I did for you inside our private Facebook group, but look at that content first. And if you're not one of my Marketing Impact Academy students, I've done a few kind of general overviews on, believe it or not, IGTV. And you don't have to spend a lot of time searching through my IGTV videos. I've placed a link to the ones that you need to watch below this podcast in our show notes, so you can find those quickly. And they're really, really helpful. I've talked to so many people who've tried the hashtags. They've tried producing new content. They've tried changing it up, and that just didn't work. And then when they use these IGTV video strategies, boom, they break their plateau, instant new growth, new followers. It works. It can just revive an account that's gone dead. Next tip for you to consider is doing a partnership. So let's say you have 1,000 followers. And then let's assume that your business is hair care. So the account, your primary account, what you do is hair tutorials. All right. If you've got 1,000 followers, hair tutorials, obviously your market is females. But it's not just females. It's females within a certain demographic. Maybe it is females from 20 to 40. What you want to do is find other accounts with approximately the same number of followers, about 1,000, who are also targeting females in that same age range of 20 to 40, but who are offering something different than hair care. So you might find someone who's a beauty blogger, a fashion account, a jewelry account, an exercise or diet and nutrition account, and then pick one or two others. Like pick a total of maybe 5 to 10 accounts. These ideally should be accounts that you're already fans of these folks. You've already interacted with them. Hopefully you already have some type of a relationship with them, but they complement what it is you do. So these are accounts you're already looking at, which is a pretty good indication that they are something your lifers would also enjoy. And then you reach out to them and say, hey, I'm organizing a group of us to put together a little giveaway. Each one of us will donate, fill in the blank. You decide how much everyone donates in terms of product or services or giveaways, something that is of value to your followers. Each of these accounts will offer up something in this giveaway. All the accounts will collectively on the same day promote the giveaway, and you can do this for up to a week. And it is so powerful. Again, I've done a complete episode breaking down exactly the steps for you to do this type of a giveaway. You could be doing one of these once a month. People love free stuff, you guys. They love free stuff. And every time you do one of these, your account will grow a little bit more, a little bit more. And each time it grows, now you've got a bigger following. So now you can partner with accounts that have even more followers, and you can see how this can continue to grow your account exponentially. Now, the details of how to organize that, even the verbiage of what to say and how to avoid violating any Instagram policies, all of that is covered in a previous Build Your Tribe episode. You can find that also below in our show notes. Now, if you don't know how to see show notes, basically when you're listening to the podcast, just swipe up, like pull up on the artwork, and then below it, you'll see a description of the show. You'll see links that I've referred to, and that's the easiest way for you to find these links without having to search on Google later. But these types of giveaways are really powerful. Number one, they reward your followers. Number two, it's like this awesome way for you to truly connect with other entrepreneurs. And number three, it will grow your account because now you're going to be seen by people who don't already know about you, but yet their followers are ideally very much in the same demographic, same like-minded. They're going to love your content. And this is an easy way for you to grow your account and do so legally. Now, what I don't want you to do to bust through this growth spurt is to use one of these third-party applications. And I hear so many people talking about this service and that service, and you can pay and they'll follow and unfollow for you. That's a great way to lose your account permanently. Be patient. That stuff never pays off. It always comes back to bite you in the long run. You will see that your account will suffer. Ultimately, it will suffer. I know it seems exciting when you see someone's account has grown over 10,000 very quickly and you don't know what they're doing, and then you find out they've used this third-party application where you pay a certain amount per month. I'm telling you, your account grows, but they are bogus followers and it's gonna get you banned. Don't do it. Don't do it. Coming from me, trust me. I know. I talk to people all the time where they were really excited about the initial growth. They told a bunch of other people about it. They loved it at first. And then they realized those followers went away and their accounts went stale. Instagram picks up on those algorithms, so be so careful. I'm sure there are exceptions, but are you willing to take that risk? And my last tip for you today on our Quick Tip Tuesday is to create posts that keep people on the platform longer. Instagram rewards your account when people stay there longer. Things that keep people on your page longer include carousel posts that are videos, IGTV, go live. I'm telling you, go live. You won't see an immediate boost of followers. You won't see an immediate response like the same day, but over the course of a couple of days, you'll start to see that you've got more people seeing your content. The actual followers you already have who, for some reason, your stuff just isn't even showing up anymore, there's a reason why. If you go live, that tells Instagram, hey, I'm trying to keep people here longer, and they reward you for that. So if you really are frustrated with your lack of growth, make it your mission to go live just 2 times this week. Maybe 3 times this week. Do that for a couple of weeks. Is that not worth it for you to get a resurgence of activity and engagement on your account? I hope that it is. Basically, anything that you're doing on your Instagram account that keeps people on the platform longer will be rewarded by Instagram. Update your stories once an hour. That's no big deal. It's 15 seconds. I'm sure you're looking at your phone once an hour anyway, so just spend 15 seconds to document your day, let people know what you're doing, and then put a sticker of some kind or a poll, a yes or no, a survey, let people ask you questions, you know, one of those sliders. Use one of the stickers so that people are interacting with your stories. That too will help you break through this Instagram slump you're having. And lastly, give some thought to the comment or the caption that you put underneath your post. Longer captions do better, but don't create a longer caption just to create a longer caption. Like, there should be a purpose behind it. Give people a reason why they should save the post. So for example, I follow a fashion blogger, and today I was like, oh, these are really cute outfits. And I started to take screenshots of them. And then I was reading one of her captions and she said, literally, she said, you don't need to screenshot this, because I was taking a screenshot and I like to save them. I'm like, ooh, there's a good outfit idea. That'll save me time later. And in one of her captions, she said, you don't need to take screenshots of my outfits. Just click the save button and create your own, I forget what it's called, category. Yeah, category that says outfit ideas. And I'm like, hello, I teach this stuff, but I just forgot. By reminding people in your caption why they should save your post, you are reminding them to do that. You're also suggesting something that's going to make life easier for them later. When someone saves your Instagram post, that tells Instagram, not only are people interacting with your content, they're tapping the like, they're tapping the save, but those followers are telling Instagram, not only do I love this content, I'm going to come back and look at it later, which tells Instagram, hey, this is an account that's very valuable to us because it's keeping people on the platform and it's bringing people back to the platform. Tell people why they should save the post when it makes sense. Let people know who they can share it with by tagging people. Like, it's okay to remind people to tag 3 friends or 5 friends or 1 friend or whatever. Now, you don't want to do this in every single caption, but it doesn't hurt before you hit post to ask yourself, okay, is there a call to action? Is there something I can remind people to do? Can I remind them to like this? Can I remind them to save this? Can I remind them to share this to their own story? Can I remind them to tag someone? Those things will all help you improve your reach and reaching new people. All right. So that's a lot of things. You've heard these all of these in greater detail before on Build Your Tribe. So if any of them you're not sure how to do it again, check below in my show notes. You'll find the episode that will specifically teach you all the details you need to go through each one of these steps. But your challenge is, if you're really frustrated with what's going on your Instagram account, go through this checklist and make sure you're doing every single one of these. Sometimes it's more than just one activity. It's doing all of these. Bring your account back to life. But don't forget, these things are far less important than it is for you to get your ducks in a row, to build your business foundation. And I want to help you do that. So get on the wait list for Marketing Impact Academy. It's marketingimpactacademy.com. And I would love to work with you. All right, that's it. It's my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done, y'all. We are done. Hit me up on Instagram. Let me know that you listened to this. Take a screenshot of it, and I might just share and shout out your account. What, what? Yep, that's it. All right, love you. Mean it. Bye.
Hey there, I'm Miller DeRay with Team Johnson. I wanted to share with you 11 ways to grow beyond 10,000 Instagram followers and monetize your page. Just go to shaleenjohnson.com/IG hacks. Or by clicking the link below this episode. Shalene is going to share with you tested and proven tips you can start using today to monetize your account and grow your business with Instagram. If you find these tips helpful, then you definitely want to become a member of the Marketing Impact Academy. Not only will you learn cutting-edge, up-to-date social media growth tactics for Instagram and other social media platforms, but you'll also get the exact steps you need to take to build your brand and a solid business foundation to create multiple streams of passive income and grow your business faster than you ever thought possible with, by the way, lifetime access, the only business growth and marketing course you'll ever need. Stop hustling on social media, okay? And get serious about your business growth. And now I'm excited for you to hear what just some of our students have to say about Marketing Impact Academy.
I'm a student of Shalene. She taught me how to make millions of dollars.
I am being paid six figures a year.
I went from about $50,000 a year to over $200,000.
What Marketing Impact Academy has done for me, and that was to manage my time and to streamline my business.
It's a step-by-step process, and if you follow the steps, you get a return on your investment. That is my absolute favorite part about the Marketing Impact Academy.
But also, I've applied her principles in marketing to other industries, including venture capital, products, all kinds of bizarre products. Just in the last few weeks, we closed up a Kickstarter using her principles, and we raised over $400,000.
Whether you're a busy mom or just a busy person trying to juggle life and your business, I highly recommend trying Marketing Impact Academy.
You've got to learn how to market your business, and you've got to learn how to market your business the way that we are today.
I really want to recommend Marketing Impact Academy because it completely changed my life.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.